You just think you have a extremely important agenda to have. I don't think we'll finish it. I want to at least get a good part of it. It's a figure that we have, and I will figure this week, but it really affects numerous products. I probably could say it's probably the most greatest of the figure in Hilchos Brachos as far as the brachos on brachos Rishonah on food. It affects a wide variety of food, as we'll see. Today, I think particularly in the industry that we have, there are many new variations of foods. The question b'kitzur is the bracha on foods that have been changed through processing, whether it's cooking, whether it's grinding, whether it's pureeing, whether it's liquefying it, whether it's baking into a powder. In other words, to make a long story short, the bracha on various cereals that have corn flour, the mussel, and snacks, and potato kugel, and latkes, because Hanukkah is around the corner, so it's power of a meat today, they have many power of a meat, and there's halava, and there's kugel and matkes and applesauce, v'chulu, v'chulu. As you can imagine, a very Pringles, of course, Pringles, that's the Kodesh HaKadosh of the Sugya. And it's very interesting how Pringles is a shayla hadadon of a part of our Gemara, the beautiful Indian. Without further ado, like I say, let's get to the point. The Gemara in the Lamed Ches makes a statement that I think is very fundamental and also very surprising. I guess we're used to it, so it's not really too shocking to us. The Gemara of Lamed Ches is High Dipsu the Tmari, the Varchin Alavei, Shahakon Liyavitvari. Now, Dipsu the Tmari is the type, it's honey of dates. Now, as we know, honey, you make honey from bees, that's of course Shahakon. The Gemara is speaking about honey of dates. So let's use a more a classic current term, date juice. You take the date, you squeeze it out, and there you have date juice. No different than orange juice or apple juice. And the Gemara, it seems to be clear, you make a bar create. A shakal niyavidvar, I'm sorry. Now this needs a hezba. Again, we're used to things, so it doesn't really bother us, but this needs a big hezba. This date juice, like orange juice and apple juice, is 100% pure juice. Right? Today they say 100% pure from concentrate. So it's 98% sugar and 2% emes. I mean, it's amazing how they have the audacity to do this. But this is 100% pure juice from the date. Why should it lose its bracha? Let's take a laid-back attitude, but let's try to understand it. What's the shaka? Again, honey, the regular honey is a shaka because it comes from bees. We have to know why it's even looking to eat it. That's the Gemara. Why is regular juice squeezed from dates? We're assuming it's 100% pure dates. Why should it not be a bar create? You'll say, so orange juice and apple juice? That's part of my question. Is that the answer? So Rashi says, my timer. Zeya ba'almehi. It's like the zeya means the sweat. Because to me that means it's the extract of the apple. Of the apple or the date. So Rashi explains. And Rashi, I think, is a very big insight. The Einai Peri Levarach Allah Vayir Priyay. In other words, what it seems Rashi seems to be saying, which I don't think is the only Hezba, you make a Vayir Priyay on something that's a Peri. An apple's a Peri. An apple slice is a Peri. Juice is not a Peri. So how does the Brach, the Vayir Priyay, fit a cup of date juice? So it seems to be a technicality. Technicality, it's not a peri, so it can't be a bar priyeh. If it would be in a solid form, it would be a bar priyeh. That's probably true. I think it is. That's what I want to get to. It's probably true, but it has to be more to this. I think it has to be. First of all, if that's the case, every liquid, you don't make a bar priyeh. What about olive juice, olive oil, which is a bar priyeh, the Gemara says. What about wine, which is a bar priyeh dolphin? So we'll say there are different exceptions, okay, but I think there's much more to this sugya, which really leads us into the very major sugya of today. What? Yeah, I understand. I said, the point is, it can't be just that alone. There has to be more to it. The story that we mentioned in the past, and I did say that I'm going to get back to it, is... Okay, I should put a point that Chaim is pointing out. Taisus makes a yisoid, which is a sweeping yisoid, I could say. On juice, you never make a bar priyeh. But that, of course, would leave, we still have to need a hezba for olive oil and wine. Taisus' yisoid is very important, I should add, before I continue. That's why on beer, you don't make a mezainah. That's why on postum, you don't make a mezelek. Postum is a weak beverage. So Taisus Yisrael is helpful, and we'll use it again soon, but I want to just mention it, the Chaim just pointed out. But we have to have a different Yisrael. I think we'll explain all of the issues a little better. If you can help us, our... Of course, I think the most important is the last one. Okay. You have a
second? Let's get back to the first Rashi in the parrot.
What?
Should we
tell Rashi Rusa? I think so, and I'll prove it. That's what I'm trying to, that's what I'm getting up to. The Yisrael you mentioned, I think, the first week, so we'll have to repeat it very briefly. Do we see something in Halacha very strange that one food has a possibility of four different brachas? A kernel of wheat is a very priyadama. Puffed wheat is a good mashal. Okay? Puffed wheat still is a very priyadama. If you take the kernel of wheat, you make it into flour, and you eat flour for some strange reason, it's a shakar. You take that flour as a shakar, and you add water, and you bake a cake, it's a mezonos. You bake the bread, it's a maisi. How do we understand that one food has four possible brachas? So you say that we said, which is based on the Torah and from the Reishchet, is that a bracha has to reflect, has to correspond the particular hanar that you have from this food. There's no one size fits all. Incidentally, there is one size fits all. Shahaka fits it all. But that's not the right bracha. We want a bracha to correspond the hanah that you have. If you have more hanah, I want you to give a better bracha. If you make a shakar on an apple, we eat it. But that doesn't really express the hanah that you have if it's a bayir priya. So Chazal mandated a new bracha, bayir priya. Is shakar good? It's good, not good enough. Is adama good on an apple? If you make adama on an apple, about the yaita. Why? Because essentially, an apple is a bayir priya adama. But you didn't really fully describe the hanah. You didn't speak about the eighth. You didn't speak about the tree. So the bracha is not enough. So Chazal gave a new bracha by a creator. The Torah in Reish Ches explains this is understanding why you can have packet different brachas of mezonos, hamotzi, hadama, and even shaka. Really, essentially, a kernel of wheat is a bayir priya adama. But that's what it is. And that's why if you eat chita klui, if you eat a kernel of wheat that's roasted, or a contemporary mushroom would be, if you eat puff wheat, it's a hadam. But let's say you process it further, and you make it into a piece of cake, that's more hana, more bracha. You make it into bread, bread is the most important food, it's the mainstay, ki aleyam yichya adam, the bracha goes up, hits the top, amotzi lechem minas. So in other words, just to put that in a nutshell, a bracha has to be according to the hanah. And yes, what we see from the Torah, brachas do change. You do change. You can make it from Adama to Mezonos to Amosi. At one point we didn't yet clarify, the Torah doesn't even touch upon. I can understand why it's Adama. I can understand why it's Mezonos. I can understand why it's Amosi. Where did the shaka come from? If this is a kernel of wheat adama, so just because I make it into a powder, into flour, and it's yashan, don't forget, and it's sifted, everything is kosher, everything is why should it be a shakal? Where did we get that from? I see it goes up, the Torah speaks, where did it go down? So this is a gemara that Rama Chesna says, I ask you to turn the page for a moment, I think you'll see it inside, I think you'll get more satisfaction, so to speak. This is, to my knowledge, a rarity. The Gemara gives somewhat of a riddle, if I could call it such. The Gemara tells us a formula which seems to be a bit mystifying. Va'ani oimer. And I say it's like, I would say one third down. The first one of mine is oimer. Va'ani oimer. And I say the following. Kol shetchilot say bayir pri adama. Something that's a bayir pri adama. And again, you probably envision a, potato. Shokai, shakal liyabit bara. You cook that adama, it becomes a shakal. Bracha changes. I know. I'm just giving a muscle to make it a little more surprising. Something that's adama becomes a shakal. Yeah? Change? Okay. Paket, choshet chilosei shakal, you have a shakal. Shokai, you cook that shakal, you make it bara pi adama. Very strange. I mean, we picture shakal at Frankfurter. Does that make sense? Something with the shakal, you cook it, it's adama, of course not. So this is, again, which we explained last, the first week, but I would like to use it again, because I think we could use it probably every week if we, you know, look at the Hesem of Ochim, certainly. A bracha is according to the Hanah. And we saw clearly the Hanah can be intensified. You could take a kernel of wheat, you can make a cake, you can make a bread, the bracha goes up. What this Gemara, I think, this Gemara over here that I just mentioned, and that's the Hesbun of Torah, and that's going to be Hesbun for today's sugya. What this Gemara is reminding us, it's a two-way street. Just like the bracha could go up from Adama Mezainis Hamoisi, a bracha could go down. How does Adama go down? How does a bracha go down? It's not fair. It is fair, and it's very consistent with the logic of the sugya. Let's say you take a piece of watermelon. Watermelon's Adama. And you cook it for some reason. We have a chef here, probably you're cringing from the idea of it, but why should you cook watermelon? You're right, you shouldn't cook watermelon. Do you ever cook watermelon? No, okay. Even in the most exotic recipes, no one cooks watermelon. You know why?
Yes.
Yes, okay, give me time. But why don't we cook watermelon? I think the answer is because you're going to ruin it. Right? You might cook some other food, vegetables. You don't cook watermelon, right? If someone does cook watermelon and eats it, he just minimize or just ruin the hanah from that food. Why did he do it? I don't know. But the mice, if he did do it for some reason, and now he eats it, he's not having the watermelon hanah. He's not even having any hanah. He's a little strange. Zaptik, that's what the Gemara is telling us. Yeah, okay, of course. Well, there is satiation. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Vani oyman, it's beautiful. You take a piece of watermelon and you cooked it, right? So watermelon, essentially, watermelon is Adama, I can understand. You cooked it, you made it into a shakal. Why is it a shakal? Because there's no hanah from a cooked watermelon. And if you see, that's the yesod that Rashi and Ben Mishnah the Gemara laid, as we'll see. But why is it so? Zuck Rashi, Yerek. Oh, see, that's the other half. B'chol Yerek, she'ein da'atei lechol chai, she'tzilosei machol chai, she'atol mevarech, right? Sholkai. No, let me first say the other half. That's one half of the sugya. Something that is Adama, and you ruin it, the bracha goes down. Because again, I think the yisoid is a bracha reflects the hanah. Less hanah, less bracha, yes? Let's say you take a potato, which is Adama, a nice cooked potato, we'll soon see mashed potatoes, but let's say for some reason you eat the potato raw. Why would you do that? I don't know. But let's say you ate a raw potato. Obviously, you're not having the hanah from that potato. Can you make a bracha for Adama if you're not having a full hanah? No, you can't. So what should you do? So if Chaim says, you make no bracha? That we never say. Why? You can have hanah. There's nourishment. It's not going to taste it, but the tzaddik that doesn't want to have enough moment has that. This is a good bargain. So since you have some hanah, the bracha has to be something, it becomes a shakal. So therefore, that's the yesod. Hadama, which is raw, and you don't eat it raw, the bracha is taka shakal. And Rashi, each word of Rashi, is, as often, as always, is very precious. Kol yeret, hanechol chai, shetchilote boyer pri hadama, right? It's supposed to be Adama. Sholkai, afke mi milsa legrayusa levarech shahakai. You took a piece of watermelon and you cooked it, and Rashi's words are precious. Afke mi milsa legrayusa, you ruined it. You ruined that piece of watermelon. You ruined the bracha as well. Because you can't have a bracha if it's not the full hanah. So that's one half of the riddle. The chol yerek she'ein da'atei lechol chai. Let's say you're supposed to eat it cooked. You don't eat it raw. Sholkai, ve'ivi l'derech achilasayim, ikapere u'mevarech barei pri hadam. If, let's say, you're not supposed to eat that potato raw, and you ate it raw, it's a shakal mevarech because you ruined it. Now, I'm sure you use your imagination. This would affect many products, and I think today it's changing. I have to concede, today it's changing. The Shulchan Aruch muscle of a yerek that's supposed to be eaten cooked, not raw, is a squash. We mentioned the other week. Today's squash, I think, is eaten raw. Onions, I'm not sure. I mean, probably, certainly scallions are eaten raw, but onions, I don't think it has yet changed so dramatically. But, what?
Carrots.
Carrots, certainly, that's right. Carrots is a vegetable that certainly was eaten at one point only cooked. So this is really something that is a very vital piece of information, but it's not just a vital piece of information. The insight is, if something has the hana, the bracha remains. If something is less hana, it's less bracha. And I'll give you a beautiful muscle, okay? I think this is it's a novel insight that Kirega mentions, but there are many Eden, I don't know the percentage, but many Eden for Meir, they use the frame, horseradish. The tamsa. Tamsa from the bracha told me his shrei used to eat it not ground, he used to eat it plain. Which is interesting. He told me then that really the person say, you know, even yaita, it's sakana. But it seemed that it wasn't sakana because he survived, but he used to eat plain horseradish. And even if those that grind it, but it's basically plain. Kivega, and this is not a fanar, but Kivega is in Hilchos Pesach, in Tuf Ayin Hay, he's cutting yud on the Magen Avraham. Kivega asks a very thought-provoking question. We know that when we make the bracha on the karpas, okay, the karpas, you know, adama, don't forget, have in mind to pass it tomorrow. Wonderful. So does Kivega. What? Who eats bracha? Yeah, it's the wrong bracha. How could you be yaitz with the mara, the shaka, the adama on the mara? If you cook them all, you have some horse or a crane, okay, but you're not yaita. You have to have it in this raw state, whether you have to have it whole or not, okay, is a question, but certainly you can't have it cooked. So how could that shock the adama part of the
mark?
Oh, very good. Dr. Kirega, exactly like Ari said. Because here, this is its usage. Tonight, that's right, next week if you do that, you have to make up a shakl. But this week, you're right. That's the way it is, Dr. Kirega, because the hana, and it's not just a point because it's a nice thing, it's a very lumbishy aside. This is the full hana for Moya on Tezvav Nisan. So in other words, it's totally subjective, and it can even be depending on the calendar day. On Pesach, the bracha on Moya is going to be Adam. Yes.
It's also subjective to a person's taste. Let's say I like cooked watermelon. I really enjoy cooked watermelon.
No, so
it's
right. That's bakla daite. Because on Pesach, the whole world slowly uses it.
Also, what makes you say that the iluya of this particular Michael is cooking? Why do you draw the line of cooking?
You tell me. Whatever you say, and it makes sense.
For example, Bashita, why do you say that the bracha is that a regular eating a plain chita is berpi adama? Flour becomes
charcoal
and cake becomes
okay. So,
the cake will be adama because that will be the tapas of the food.
Well, obviously, the main function of kemach was not in the original form. Not in kemach, and not even as chita. Now, one thing, Rav Chaim, help me right. Rav Moshe, feels strongly that on Pachwit is a mezainite because Pachwit today is the Eloi. Now, are you going to tell me, are you going to question the status, the prominence of a cake?
Why do you make Pachwit Mezainis? Why do you make Pachwit Adama?
Good.
Because that's the food, that's the essence of food.
Right. Now, what are you going to change?
And it will change cake also to Adama. Just like you're going to say that you take a potato, which is normally not eaten raw, and you cook it, it becomes a Barbe Adama.
Right.
Because that's the way the potato
okay.
is eaten.
Okay. So
also, take pot, take flour.
You like cake? You like cake?
Cake is better than Pachwit.
You like cake?
But it's Zionist.
Do you think cake is less important than Pachwit?
No, definitely more.
Okay, so why don't you give it a better bracha to
well, where do we see that it is a better bracha? Why are you defining the better bracha? Well, take potatoes. Say that your potato you can eat it raw, so make a berpi adama on a potato, and then when it improves and you cook it, it tastes even better, so make a...
So you want to keep a very select group of brachas. You don't want to expand it to the Zionist?
No, I'm just saying that if you're telling me that the criteria to make a better bracha is because that's the tapas, so say that the tapas of wheat is cake, and make a berpi adama on cake.
He's saying that you make a mezainis on a piece of potato.
Make a mezainis on a
bread. Mezainis that I want it to be unique, because the idea of
black came from a...
Why do you say
that? No, I know, he's saying you start with shakal.
And he's saying, why is mezainis better than adama? Why is mezainis
better than adama? What do you have against the mezainis? What do you have against the mezainis? nothing. You wonder what was the need? He's saying, why was there a need to make a mezainis? Start with the shackle and puppy shackle and take them better.
That's it. Mother,
if you want to say like Rosh Hashanah, puppy is the tassels of the crucifix. He wants to make a adam on that. But Lord, that the tassels of wheat is cake.
Right.
And just like the tassels of potatoes is cooked potatoes.
So are we going to give cake and bread the same bracha?
No, bread just on this.
So
what's
the difference
between cake and bread?
Well, maybe bread is also the top. I'm guessing how to define it.
Okay, so your question is valid. Apparently, Chazal were very tuned in. And, you know, the Gemara says, I'll give you a good one. The Gemara in the seventh page says, if someone says, Umitu tuvai chayinu, or someone says, Mituvai, that's the way to say it. A bit tuvai is a razor boar. Right? That's the Gemara in the seventh page, right? By the demon. What's the chilek? So Rashi says, because you're memayit, I think Rashi says, memayit b'tagmulav shomakim. You're minimizing Hashem, sir? Yeah, a bituvai. When we say bituvai chayinu, mituvai means totally, like, bituvai means, like, just a little bit enough.
No,
mituvai chayinu. Bituvai is the poor, right? What do we say? Mituvai.
We say bituvai.
I'm sorry, so mituvai is the poor and bituvai is correct. I'm sorry. Right. So it's a moed kazach. The difference between a moed and a talmud chacham is someone that's sensitive to a nuance of a word.
Oh, very good. Right. You're telling me here that by potato, for example, you're defining what is the essence of the potato. You're saying that that is when it is in a cooked fashion, and that's why the prophet
cooked, fried, French fries,
only when it's cooked, right, or whatever process. Right. I'm going to say just carry that one step further to weeks, to wheat, to chita. Chita is also very pre-adama. Essentially.
Right.
But if you eat it in an inferior state, then you make a shahato, which would be similar to raw potato.
Right.
And if you eat it in the state which it's created for, which in the case of potato is a cooked potato, in the case of
dessert. But it's still vegetable. The potato is still vegetable. The cake's not a vegetable anymore. The cake's not a vegetable anymore.
You can say that it has to remain what it was.
And
so
yeah,
well,
yeah.
The same thing,
yeah.
What
do you
mean?
Milk
you can make
our.
You can't make Rakhdala Dhamma
on top of it.
Make
a Dhamma
on cake.
That's
the purpose.
Okay, I'll answer that question. That's the next one. I think it's a good question. The answer is there is a certain aspect of this Dhamma that is unlike any other fruit, and that is its mazen. How are you going to indicate that special hana? Baya Piyadama does not express that hana.
Okay, so let's say,
in what state is it amazing?
It's amazing in the state of bread.
So what? Maybe it helps out. Is there more nutrition in a piece of cake than kernels of wheat? Probably not, right? Yossi, today? Marisha, sorry, yes, sir. Is there more nutrition in kernels of wheat, let's say puff wheat, than in cake?
Nutrition?
Yeah.
Cake is
filling, I mean satiating. Probably he's right.
Nutrition
and satiating. Thanks. I'm sorry, satiating is probably amazing. No. Is cake more satiating than a kernel? It is. Is the answer? Is the answer? Okay. More flour.
There's eggs, there's other things.
I think we all associate Zon with cake.
Cake or bread.
Well, bread is more than cake.
Say, so it's a little bit similar to what Ari was saying also. You're saying that potato, it still is a potato.
Is that supposed to give trima of a Messiah?
We're going to get to that. We're supposed to get to that.
Kin, how would you make a Hadam on a
vegetable? Exactly, that's the answer for you. In other words, every vegetable is Hadamah. What more could you say, right?
Maybe less, maybe more.
Right.
Maybe
but the cake, the you look at cake.
You live on potato pesach, on potato starch, and you don't make a Hadamah. You don't make a mezainis on that, even though it's amazing.
First of all, you live in it, but it's not amazing. It's not amazing. You don't, you starve, I bet you, I think you said you starve on potatoes. I told you, I think I mentioned once before, now I'll mention it now, because I'm safer. Ventures to say, and I think in America, if we have enough rabbanim, this would pass easily, that you make a mezainis on corn products. Corn products. It's the top number one food in America. I don't know if you realize that. More than rice and more than most.
More than wheat.
Oh, yeah.
More than wheat.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it more than wheat?
What's not? Do you know how many foods, how many cereals are made of corn flour? How many snacks, tortilla chips, cocoa puffs, and all the major cereals, the major ingredient, except for toasted oats, is corn.
So you can make it.
It should be comparable to rice, which is like mezainis, like you said, right? I mean, you could change, we can't change. But where did rice become all of a sudden a major league player?
The
Messiah is that saying the Bari Pri Adama is not indicating the special Hanma of Zion. That's the answer to your question. Now, so once you have that, right, you might as well, be a sport to make them mighty on bread. So what do you want to make a mighty on cake? No, it's not about. Okay, that's the answer. No, he's right that in the fact that you know, he's right because the Hadama is the full bracha, but then again there's more to this. Okay, good point. Thank you very much. Okay, now we have to move on to the sugya of today. It seems to me, and I think this is clear, and I'll prove it from Rav Kiveg also, this is more of the understanding in our Gemara. When the Gemara says, my timer, why on juice you make a shakel, not a eight. It's more than just the technicality, the literal reading of Bayre Priya 8, and Jews is not a peri. The Gemara's Lashon, again, I say it's priceless. My time is Zeyah Ba'alma, and Rashi, the any peri, Levarach Allah Bayre Priya 8. This is a new application of Nishtani the greatest. If you take a date, you squeeze out a date, I don't know how you do that, but probably you know how to do that. What are you doing? You're getting out the extract, but you're throwing away the whole period. Is this why Eretz Yisrael was blessed to be the Eretz of Tamarim, to take juice and discard, I don't know what percentage...
According to
Bahagia. What?
According to Bahagia.
That's why he makes a...
Right.
Okay. We're not going with the according to... We have to get first to Sugya. But the point is that if you're taking the Tamar out, probably 50% you're throwing in the garbage, and you're telling me that's the way Tamar is supposed to be used? What you have now is a very poor version of this tamar, and therefore the bracha is not a bar priya. So this gemara, our gemara of Zeyah Ba'alma, is more than just the technicality, but it's the fundamental principle of the bracha that a ikka peri is the ikka hana. If you don't have the ikka hana, forget about the bracha goes down. Ah, that's beautiful. Therefore, I understand very well the Masha'en came over here. Why? We ask the Kasha, if it's the technicality of Peri, what about some Zayas, what about wine? Because there, that's what it's made for. And this is not my Chiddush. I mean, the understanding is a little bit mine. The Gemara says Vefarish, the Gemara later says Vefarish. Why is Shem and Zayas very create? Because that's what the Ikka Maila. That's the mile of it. It's supposed to be used. The Gemara's lesson is that earlier that Lamed Vav. Shem and Zayis Bracha Bayer Priyei. I forgot the standing of Milsei. Why? Shem and Zayis Lesley Ilu Yachina. In other words, it's Shem is supposed to be used to make Zayis. And Rashi is Miyad Bo Bishinu Lechal Derech Achilosei Veiki Peri Vekach Natu Hilka Peri. Rashi is, you know why you make a Bayer Priyei on Shem and Zayis? Because that's the Ikka Hano, and Rashi's Hilkach, Peri Hu. Again, Hilkach, Peri Hu. Can you explain to me, is Rashi changing the fact? Is Rashi telling me that a cup of olive oil is a Peri? Is a solid?
Peri is not used technically, the Lashon.
I don't think so. How do you understand that, Rashi?
Magen Rav says the same thing about Mashke. He uses the term that all liquids that don't have a dim mashke.
I know that. I'm going to use the Magen Rav very well, Avada. But let's first appreciate the Rashi. Rashi says, olive oil is a peri? What, is changing the texture of it? No. The point is that you have to have the full hanah. It's not the bracha of our create. Shem and Zayis is the full hanah, precisely.
So both ways are full hanah. Either the Zayis itself or the Shem and Zayis.
Correct. Grapes is somewhere in between. No. The full hana is the eighth. The fullest hana is Bayapia. Right. Yeah, I'm saying this. That makes the...
Bayapia,
of course. Definitely. So you see again, I think you see the sugya. Mama's beautiful. That brachas, foods do change. Grapes is a egg, wine is a gotten. Shemen Zayis, I guess, is a consistent hanav of our creator. But the yisoid of our Gemara is it's not a technicality, it's not a peri, rather it's the full hanav. And that would explain why, and that would explain Shemen Zayis. Yeah, yeah. Maybe what?
I'm just
Why isn't the fact
high? No, the wine has to be a gotcha. And they might speak about it for, you know.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
Don't make a brook with
it. Just, I'm throwing that. I'm just saying.
Another hand, no. Okay.
Could
be that one neutralized. It could be, that's why it's not the fullest hand, no, because you smear it up.
Maybe
if I can.
Don't make
yeah.
A brook with it.
Yeah, no, he's saying if it has a different.
No, since it's different,
you have to
one back.
Right. So therefore, it's the fullest hanah. Okay, that's a good point. It goes one way or the other. Could be that's why it's not the fullest hanah, because it's used sometimes not as a food.
People use it for straight olive oil drinking?
It seems those days it was used.
Right?
What?
A nigger.
A nigger, yeah. Nigger, definitely. That was definitely used. I don't know, because they didn't leave a plane.
That's right.
Hard to know. I'm not sure. I never really figured this out. But one thing we can explain now.
If you eat a wine grape, wine grapes are not used for eating. Not made
are you
for
sure?
Sure. You're not eating, you know,
you're
Cabernet time. Grape, you know, and, they're made for wine.
Okay.
So maybe if you eat the grape or the wine grape, not eating an egg.
Okay, so that's a good point. That's a good point. No. That's a very good point. Okay, let me get to your point in 1 minute, okay? The main problem I wanted to address, I never thought of this one, thank you for that. But the main problem is orange juice made from juice oranges. Why do I say juice oranges? If you take a regular orange, a tropicana orange, and squeeze it out, that mamish of a ferish to Gemara, as a bracha is shako. That our Gemara of Dufsha de Tmari. Instead of Dufsha de Tmari, there'll be Dufsha of the orange. Okay? That's a clear cut, simple insight. The problem is that tropicana, at least they advertise, they use it exclusively grown to make, it's called a juice orange, a different taste, a different function. The Satmarov, the current Satmarov, has a tshuva printed in the back of some Gemara that Taka feels on orange juice you make a bari. He quotes some other that you should make a bari priate.
Hazainish
also, and the Mishkanes Yankov, the Chaim Volozhiner Talmud, and the tshuva's Mishkanes Yankov, Hazainish Taka is almost bari. That's true, and that is shocking. But for us that know the sugya, it's simple. Why not? The Taka. Are you going to tell me there are different metzias in oranges? Yes. Could that affect halacha? Yes. Why not? Why taki the minig olim is not to make a bar priate?
Is
so
that juice oranges or oranges?
No, juice. Regular oranges is a gemara.
Juice
oranges. They're
juice
only
oranges.
Right. So the
juice
one
grown specifically for juice.
Right.
Can you use regular
orange?
You could.
Right. Sure. It's a very thin rind, a very thin peel, and the mamas is full of juice.
They say all oranges now is made from juice oranges.
Yeah, that's right. What?
So what is it? All oranges?
So one thing, just information you should be aware of, it's not really true. They specifically say that really they manufacture the juice depending on availability. They get a shipment of old oranges or whatever it is, they're going to use it. So that throws in an element of doubt on the whole metzias of oranges. The main reason that we thank Reb Chaim for recalling the Tosfos on our Gemara, if the Tosfos really matters, he gives like three reasons in two lines. Tosfos says, "Va'oid gestia oimer shahakol," a very important insight. What Tosfos is saying basically is, after all is said and done, there's no shakel on, there's no bracha on a drink other than a shakel
niyabavari.
Except for wine, except for shemi, that are going to Gemara. But you have to understand what Taisus means. But what Taisus is saying is, don't bother trying to figure it out. Because shemi dies the Gemara, we keep it eight. Wine is the Gemara because of the double mila. What Taisus is saying, and it affects beer is basically a mezainis. I mean, beer is a mezainis. Why is beer a mezainis? Because the ik is the beer house. The ik is the water, but ik of a tuffel, the water is the ikka. So that's nonsense. First of all, the ik is not the water, because you don't pay $1 for a can of water. It's for the secondly, we have the Shivat Tamir, Chamesh Min Adavim. So really why beer is not a mezainis is based on Taisus. Postum is not a mezainis based on Taisus. And a new application in a contemporary society would be a juice from juice orange. So therefore we're pretty much getting closer to the sugya. What Rabbi Yaakov asked, which is a good question, and our answer is not going to go so quickly, let's say you take a wine grape, whatever you call, specifically grown for wine, what bracha would you make?
What should you do this
in than a regular grape. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're not using it for its full hana.
Well, why do you fakir? Then why do you make
it?
That's what I wanted to say. I think the answer is, this is a funny situation, that there's a better bracha. The better bracha is a gafen.
How can you make the better bracha? All tassels of the grape is for the wine.
Right. So the eighth is the inferior bracha in this context. No? I thought you heard the question. I thought I
was right. The eighth is the inferior bracha.
Right. Exactly. That's what I tell you. All I'm doing is we have to grapple with the question because it's eighth or shaka. But I said, I don't know, your question was better than every other question.
Different than a raw potato. One grape, because you eat the grape, eating a raw potato, which is not
quite
wrong.
No!
Because
the eighth
still a
grape. Is inferior. Is a secondary bracha. This wine, if you take this wine, this wine grape is mamish, it's synonymous with Vaya Piaga. It's mamish busting with bracha. Wait a minute. This wine's intention.
It's to be grown for wine.
If you look at the wine, you have a little if you have a little Peter to touch, you look at the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of this grape are dancing. It's going to be used to kiddush, Abdullah, for guffin. And you blew it. You ruined it. You made it. You disappointed it. What did you do to it? The eighth is the disappointment.
No, the
grape
itself is
the
whole
top
of you.
That's
I'm
not.
I'm
not. It's supposed to be a dolphin. Why not a graphite on the wine? You want a cup of bite from the taste it?
I would say that the wine of a grape tree, which is only grown to, because the wine should be no different than growing an orange tree for oranges, for juice.
You're right.
Theoretically, you should make a burpee to ace on the orange juice, and a shahatah of burpee on the orange, and the taste should be in a grape when you grow it only for wine,
that you should make a bar priya eight on wine.
The proactive.
No. That's what the Gemara said. That distinguishes. No. Okay. I think we have to move on.
One thing, even if you make a bar priya often on the wine, but on the grape itself, you should not make a bar priya eight.
No, yeah. That's the lesson of bracha. That was its emotion. That was its emotion.
Right.
It's the 110 students. You got a bad mark 100. Right, that's right. You got demoted 10 points.
Right.
If you're starting at the top, so, you know, you're still doing well. You know, some guys say, I did terrible my test, I got 98. Right? Some guys get a terrible, just 48. It depends where you're starting from. Mm-hmm. Now, to prove this point, I think it's true. You know, I never thought of the question, but I think the answer is true. The Achreinim ask, let's go back 2 weeks ago, Sugya, on rice that in its original state, the Gemara says, what? If you recall, raw rice is a, not raw, hadama, right? Once you cook it, it's mezayin. Where's the oyster? Raw potato is a shaka. Why is the raw rice hadama? The answer
one
is
notch lower.
It's one notch lower, exactly. If you start at 110,
where's
you go.
The
place to say.
One notch lower than
the other. Where do we get this from?
It's logical.
One notch lower than the other.
It's logical. You go down a level. This question, all right?
One level lower. We can go back one level lower.
I'll look it up. I saw the Gabi right. I'm proving I'm sure the Gabi right, and we still the Gabi wine. I think it's very misstabbed. Very misstabbed. Now, the only question is the juice orange, if you eat a juice orange, so the answer I would believe, and again, maybe Maisha will help us. Juice arms can be eaten the way they are, because you do it. So they sell it in the food stores? Okay, so there it is. So it's, I think we'll leave for next week. But I think the word is not usual. Exclusive is a very key word here. I'll prove it with chocolate next week. But the word exclusive, I think, is critical. It's not just used mostly, heen, hair. It has to be made exclusively. And therefore, when you look at this person, you say, this person needs help. What is he doing? Why is he eating cooked watermelon? Juice orange, whether it's 20 or 80 or 30 and 70 or even 10 and 90, but the intended usage, it's a dual function. It's only if it's mamish, shalei, kederach, and gan. That's what I would believe the answer. Okay, I'm not just starting the sugya, I'll leave the rest for next week, but it's a beautiful sugya. We take it from here, okay? This sugya in itself is important, and I wanted to do it well. But this leads us into the sugya of foods that are changed through processing. And I think now we'll appreciate the Gemara much, much, much more.
Most of the oranges in America,
no, you can have an orange that's made exclusively for juice, which is only 10% of the oranges.
So, like, you said, this sounds like, doesn't it depend a little bit on what most things are made?
I don't know. I don't know if juice are made for juice. No, the Chassam Seif was talking about a specific min corn, and the truth is that I don't think you know the Matthias enough. Am I right that corn is used more in, I don't know about it, in fancy cooking, but in food and snacks it's amazing. Cornflakes, crumbs, how many breaded chicken are made of cornflakes? What do you say to that? How many the cereals that we make mezainas daily are made of, besides cornflakes, I'm talking about the Cocoa Puffs and Captain Crunch and all the, anyhow. Because, let's use this Yisrael and we'll enjoy a little bit of the Yisrael. I took a date, okay? I'm gonna change my date to an apple because it's hard for us to even visualize what a date looks like. Okay? You take an apple, okay? You squeeze it out and you have apple juice. What bracha is that? That's the Gemara. Okay. Let's say I don't take the apple and squeeze it out. I take the apple and I put it in my blender, as a chayin of bracha, but that's a better muscle or a food processor. I put the apple, the entire apple without, I peel it, whatever, I put it into the blender, and I make applesauce. Good morning, applesauce. Instead of taking the apple and squeezing and throwing out the bulk of the apple, I took the same apple and made applesauce. What breath would you make on that? Oh, okay, great. That's what I wanted to hear. The Gemara later, after the Gemara clarifies this juice business, the Gemara seems to ask a question that seems to be like out of the blue. Zog the Gemara, Trima Mai. Now, what does that Trima mean? So Rashi explains, which is the Gemara later, the Gemara itself doesn't know what it is. But you know what that is, Zog the Ritva? This is not just an additional question to fill up the page. There's a very important Hemshach here. after we establish that on apple juice, I'm saying apple juice again, just to keep it more, you know, practical. On apple juice, the bracha is a very shakal mevitz varei. We take it a step further. Apple juice is a shakal. Fine. How about applesauce? Why should it be different? Because it's processed differently. I didn't squeeze it and throw it out. I used it. Zav the Gemara, and very good, thank you, Shmaya, for the understanding. That's the Ritz's understanding. The Hemshech here is not just a different question. After Dosh of the Tamari, the Gemara speaks about Trima Mahu. So what have you at that take? Someone asked the governor, my brother making potato chips, so he said, what is that? As you see here also, they don't know what it was. Trima, what's Trima? I mean, they know what bread and water is. You know, they don't know what Trima was. So they thought, explain to them, whatever. So Zav to Gemara, and the Taka spend time. Zav to Gemara, the Gemara compares to Truma, but what's, so the Gemara is Maskana, Tamari, again, it's the same Tamar, the same date, Vavdinu Trima, Vivarchin Alovayu, Vayre Priha'e. On this applesauce, date sauce, you make a Vayre Priha'e, my Taima Bimosayu, Taima Kedemikara. Zok Rashi, what's going on here? And Rashi's words, as always, are very, very important. Where's the Rashi? Oh, yeah, Trima, Zok Rashi, Koldova, oh yeah. V'shem Trima, Koldova, Akotish Kitzas, Ne'enei Nerusit. Very, very key word. But what Rashi is saying, it seems to be applesauce, you make a bread for it. I know. But Rashi seems to, the word Trima, and it is usually typed as dates or the apples. Now, we'll leave the Rashi for one moment. But what we see from this sugya is a beautiful hemshah. I'll say, what's the chesed? Apple juice is a shakal. Why is applesauce a bayit priyeh? I think it's mosik mitvash. It's not a shtia, and it's not zeya ba'al.
It's the whole fruit.
I don't know how it works, you'll say, but I put the apple in the blender, and it came out applesauce. That's it. It didn't evaporate. It didn't fly away. So in other words, the difference would be the cup of apple juice is 80%. You blew it. But what's with this applesauce? It's the whole fruit.
And you cook the apples.
Same thing. What's the chilek? One second. He's asking an excellent question. Let me just go a little slower. Based on this, is there any Svardi here? No. Based on this, the Mechaba Paskin, the Rishonim Paskin, clear cut, let me tell you to make your life easier for you, any processed food, in any form, in any shape, in any size, is a Bayre free or eight. In other words, the whole shear of next week is totally obsolete. Not true, rather. Like the Mechaba Shita, the whole discussion is totally academic in nature. Like the mechava, you have meat, you make hadama on meat. How is Shaykh hadama on meat? How is Shaykh hadama on ice cream? No, chef? No, there's no meat in it. Soy meat. Artificial flanks in camp, they serve it during the 9 days. I was horrified. I came to lunch one day, they had flanks and milk. I couldn't believe it. No, I don't know why, what's going on here. He said, no, it's parva. But then the sun, you know, the Marisaya factor. But today there are numerous soy products and soy meats and soy ice cream. Light the mechava, I don't want to, you know, shock you. Light the mechava, it's a very free Adam. Why?
We make a
shaka. Okay. But why? That's three. No, the Sabbath don't grab it because they go through Ramah. This is very rare, but they go through Ramah. Yes, very rare. But anyhow, Trima is food that's processed. What's the meaning of Ashkenazim? So just to touch upon the Yisoid, the Trima Tadeshen, Simon Chavtes, well, next week we'll have the lesson written down, we'll have to read it next week. The Trima Tadeshen was asked about good garlic. Oh, you have it there, Takas, you have it there. Thank you. It's behind you. The Trima Tadeshen was asked about good garlic, which is a cherry, instead of apples, it's a cherry sauce. They took the apple, they took the cherry, and they cooked it until it became Mamich of Simon Chavtes. Until it became mamish, a liquid. Thank you. A liquid applesauce. Zot the Tumas Adeshen. The Virga. So Oitem is Gugani, the Kari, whatever. So Mabasan, Achen, the Mukhan, the Gamri, you make a eight or a shakal. Zot the Tumas Adeshen, you're right, you should make a eight. because the pastors of this figure will make her ache. But, and this he says, Rashi's words are very, very indicative of a different halakha here. Why is that? Rashi types his stream, how do you type, how do you type applesauce? Apples that are ground, what's the apple that's cooked, right? Rashi says, and Rashi is obviously saying this with a cheshbon, kol dava hakotish kitzat, it's chopped up, the einai merusik. It's not pureed, it's not pulverized. It's chopped, it's cut, but it's not a liquid form, it's not a puree form. Rashi says, what's the difference? If you learn the way the pasuk is, the difference is juice is only 50%, but applesauce is 100%, who cares the end result? Who cares its form? Dr. Chumas Hadesh, and from Rashi we see that we do care. It does depend on its texture. If it pieces, if it's, like Rashi says, merusik tzat, if it's chopped up into small pieces, it's a very puree. If it's puree, if it's a liquid, if it's become mamish liquid applesauce, the bracha is shakal mi'avisai. Why? We'll leave that for next week, Mir Hashem. But the aside is, this is the introduction to the very, very vast sugya of food that has changed. It's based on our sugya, or better yet, it's based on the Rashi. And we have to think about, till next week, Mir Hashem, what's type of the logic? A small, thin slice of apple. We will see the Gemara says the Pharisees are very pre-ate. Just because you made it into a sauce, why does the bracha change? That's next week's agenda, and the Allah Lamaisa, all the various products. But again, the sugya is the sugya of this week, the trima, like Rashi, would give us a different impression. Have a nice day.